starting page Kuf Samaches Perek Mishaim. Last man we learned the Chelek of Das Atzmenu, where the Mechaber over here went through a survey of the different forces that operate inside us, the different midas, the different negias, dimyan, all the different greatness that we saw that were very complicated, and were a big mess. That's what we saw this man. By the end of this man, we're going to be tzaddikim. Yeah, Mr. Hashem. We now start the section of Das Ktsois Derocho. So now that we know ourselves, we try to find out what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us, and try to start to fix ourselves up. Perek Rishon. He's going to try in the coming program to give us tools to try to deal with ourselves, to deal with the awesome, huge, powerful kochos which operate inside of us that we talked about last month. Kol Adam Chayv Ladas, every person has to know Sheyesh Lechashivas, that he has importance. Lechashivas Meduma, not a fake imaginary Chashivas Shehu Machshev Atzmei Ve'Atzmei, that he thinks of himself because of who he is. The guy said a good joke, he thinks he's Choshev. And the fancy tie, he thinks he's Choshev. He's rich, he thinks he's Choshev. He said a good svar, he thinks he's Choshev. That's not what makes a person Choshev. Kifisha Mesil Sashram Magdir as a Gaiva, and Mesil Sashram is Magdir Gaiva. Machshev Atzmei Ve'Atzmei, he holds himself because of himself, right? That's not Chashivas. So what is Chashivas? Well, Chashivas, Baalus Mashmois Amuka. Having Chashivas, being Choshev, feeling Choshev, knowing that you're Choshev, has a very deep meaning. If Ahmed Azaz is even shocking. Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, Kol Echod Ve'Echod Chayev Loimer, every person's Chayev to say, B'Shvili Nirva Olam, the whole world was created for me. Rashi says, Kloimer, Choshev Ani Ko'olam Oli. I am like a whole world. Lo Etra Des Atzi Min Olam, I'm not going to go let myself get out of the world. Laver Achas. By the way, you see in this Rashi, a neuritic tool, which is what Bahavar is saying, is the first tool in fighting the battle of Yetzer Hara. The first tool in fighting Yetzer Hara, look at this Rashi, 2 years of the Rashi. Choshev ani ko'el amole. I have a gevaldik chashivas. I have a chashivas like an entire universe. And Bali Musa speak out that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created an entire world. Think about the whole Bria, the sun and the millions of stars and planets and jungles and plants and infinite types of insects and animals, all for one person. It means the whole Bria is worth, that's what it means to be really never oil. The person, of course, the person says, "Ah, he made it for Shmero. I'm just here, Agav. I came for free ride." Not like that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the entire universe, the Chola Shabbai, for other reason, for one person. For Bishvili, for me, for you. Says Rashi, if you would understand that, so then it's a chashtos for a stupid chet, for a stupid avera, as a chashtos of a person, to lose that whole world. Ka'ola Mole, the feeling that you are an entire world, Zoi Chavayas Chat Pam Yusuf Shal Adam. That's the experience. Chavayas means experience. Chad pami yusoi. Chad pami means that you are the uniqueness. Experience the uniqueness of a person. Why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu create an entire world for you? And why would he create an entire universe for you if there's 50 other guys like you? They wear the same Borsellinos, wear the same suits, wear the same shoes, wear Schwarzes. You hear? And that's it. So why does the Father create the world for you? The other guys exactly like you. They're better than you. They're smarter than you. Right? Everybody's smarter than you. Everybody's better than you. Everyone's davening better than you. They're less nisvenis than you. What's the point for you he has to create? Is if a person's chayiv Loimar b'shvili nivro olam. The pshat is vice ois, that despite all the nebuchkeit that you walk around with the whole day, vice says you have something special. Chavayas chad pamayusoi, the fact that you're a one-timer. What's one-timing? Shalahoya oit kamoisa, there was nobody like you. Veloyia kamoisa atzoit kodoris. There never was anybody like you, and there's never going to be anybody like you. You know, the Chazal wrote in the Mishnah, they wrote it for all the Doris, even Schattenstein, they printed the Mishnah over there. They write it for everybody. Everybody in Klai Yisrael, Chayiv Odom Loim B'Shvili Nivro Olam. Is if every Yid Chayiv Loim B'Shvili Nivro Olam, is the Pshat is that you have something unique that's worth making the whole Bria just for you? Because there never was anybody like you, and there's never going to be anybody like you, Yosef Kala Doris. Ani, me, Im HaMizug Hay Miyuchat Shok Kochoysai, with this special blend of my Kochus, Ben Lo Oysam Avos, a son of those specific parents. Noila B'Toyf Oysit Kufa, was born in a certain time, certain period of history, of Oysis Fever, in that particular environment. I mean, each person has a combination of variables which nobody in the Bria ever had. A combination of Tnoyim that you came into the world with, a period of time in history that you came into, certain Nishanis that you're facing, certain craters that you have to, and there's nobody, you're the only one. I mean, if the whole world would get blown apart by Iranian nuclear missile, and you'd be the only one there, and the world would go back to Torah Vavar, Chris Brook would say, he are. Just for you. Did anybody believe that, really? Do you feel that, Rabbi Chaimowitz? Imagine the whole world went back to Torah Vavar, were you here? It was a nuclear leak. Why do we have to talk about wars? It was a leak everybody found. Meltdown. You hear it, Howard? Where Chris Brook would bother to keep the whole world lighted up against us for you? You wouldn't be much of a cosmo, right? You tell him, oh Michael. What? Stay this that way. Stay not like that. Stay not like that. Stay that cosmo, but should never have for you alone, it's worth the whole beer. Yeah, there's another side to the optimistic thing that a cosmo would create the whole world for you. The Vada Avoidum Yukhedas Mutalas alive. I think there's a purpose to it. I think if you're so special and you're so unique that a Kashbohu would create the whole world just for you, and I think you have a special job to do. Chelik Miyuchad Dibater, you have a special Chelik in Torah. The whole Bria Mechakali, and the whole Bria which was made for me, is waiting for Misha Asakin that I will fix as a Mutal alive that which is mine to do. Ki as Avoidosi, my job. So that famous line that we grew up with, there's enough guys sitting and learning. There's enough people Talmid Chacham, right? So besides the stupidity of it and the narishkeit of it, there's a very deep hazach in it. What he does and I do have nothing to do with each other. So when we say in the Torah and the Torah that every person, for example, has a chiyuv to become a Talmud Chacham, right? What, not enough rabbis around? There's no shtabbos around. You can't get a shtabbos. It has nothing to do with anything. Nothing to do with getting a job. It has nothing to do with people. It has to do with you. Your shleimus. And your shleimus can't be accomplished by somebody else. Because only you have your shleimus, because only you have your chashivus, and only you have your potential. Zoi chashivus, that's what chashivus means. Chashivus means, you know why you're important? You're important because you have something special, and you have kechus, and you have a job to do that the whole world is worth creating for. Not worth creating for. What's created for? Because we created the world for one person. We all carry within us a chelik of the neshama of Adam Rishon. That's what it means that you have value. B'li toidas chashivas, without the knowledge and the identity of your importance, ain avoid the batar. There's no avodas Hashem. To do Avodas Hashem, you have to have somebody to do it. If you don't have a sense of self-value, or your sense of self-value comes from the wrong things, like I'm worth something because he's Russia, I'm worth something because I'm better than him, which most of the people in the world, I'm saying it after a survey, get most of their sense of self-value from the fact that they're better than somebody else. that's not a real existence. That's not a existence. So you're not a somebody. If you don't exist, you can't. Somebody has to do that with Hashem, but you have to exist first. And if a person doesn't know the etzem value and meaning and importance of his etzem existence, there's nothing to do avodas Hashem with. There's no soldiers. He can't go to war. I want to go to war against the other with who? The guy doesn't exist, b'chal. He feels he exists. What gives him a sense of existence? Because he said a good joke? Because he put down another guy? Because he davened the Bolim Shmona Esrei than the guy next to him? What, he's richer? What gives him a sense of jich? What gives him a sense of that he exists, b'chal? That you're going to go fight the battle with? That's what he's saying over here. Believe Taitor Hashivas without a sense of importance, ain't avoid the batayr. And he proves it. In the introduction to Matan Torah, the foreword to Matan Torah, what does it say? Look, Rashi, Kehanim Sorim, princes, Kamada Ot, Omar, Ubnei David Kehanim. Kolechad mi Yisrael, every Yid Sar is a prince. Bal Maila, he has very high dargis, Ubal Achrayis, and he has Gevaldika responsibilities, Kamoy Sar ben Medina, like a minister in a country. With this feeling of chashivos and responsibility, the two things feed off each other. The chashivos creates responsibility, and responsibility gets its koyches to accomplish from the chashivos. It's very interesting. It's the introduction that Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to tell Christ, so what did he want to tell them before they went to Kabbalah Sotera? The message was, you should know, Rabbi Yisai, with what's the kli that you're going to Mekabal Torah with? Where can you put the Torah? You can put your Torah in your Nebuchadnezzar, you can put Torah in depression, you can put Torah in denigrating yourself. No, you can put Torah in the knowledge that you're Mamlechus Kahan. That's where you can put the Torah. The Achrei Matan Torah. What did he say? Don't be afraid. Kodesh came to test you, says Rashi. What is the word Nasois? It doesn't mean to test. Says Rashi, the word Nasois means legadol ulroimim eschem boel, to pick yourself up. Lenasois loshen haroma v'gedula k'marim, that I already spoke to you a number of times. We mentioned in the past that the loshen of nisoyen comes from the word nes, and the word nes means to raise up. You say the son nes l'kavit k'desenim, raise up. What does it say in the official text? A banner, right? Does not supposed to do it? A banner, raise up a flag. A nes is something that you raise up high. Nisim are called nisim because they're raised up above Teva. A Nisoyan is called a Nisoyan because it raises a person above himself. It raises him up. It says Rashi, that of course, Baruch Hu said, I gave you the Torah to raise you up. Or Rim Nisi, I raise my flag. Or Kines, I'll give it like a flag on a mountain, Shuzaka, which is standing up. Tavurzeh Bo'aloikim, of course, Baruch Hu came. Nothing the Vulach Halechah is told. He gave them a Darga. Why? Legadlam, to make them great. L'roimatha, to uplift them. Harei Matan Torah, the whole Matan Torah, Chilasa v'Seifa Roimim Muskolechem Yisrael. The whole beginning and end of Matan Torah was an uplifting of every Yafid. Why? Kimitoich Katnus, from small-headedness. The guy has a small head, and he's worried about stupidities, and he doesn't have Gadlus, he's a kleiner mensch. Loim Asigim Kavonas HaTorah, a person can't understand, and can't attain what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. Now he explains why this is the introduction. Why is this the introduction to Avodas Hashem? He says there's a quandary over here, and there's an intrinsic stira when a person starts to deal with Avodas Hashem. We're already at the stage now where we know what our problems are, we want to fix them. Adam ha'isik ha'matzmoy, a person who's busy with himself, mukhruch lamoid alikuye nafshoy, it's mukhruch, it's going to happen that he's going to realize that he has chesroinus, he has likuyim. Halaymid musar b'kviyas, somebody who learns musar with a kviyas, misnakesh tadr, he constantly bumps into midas, nitiyas ra'as, we raise all the asman, that we all have midas ra'as, which basically run our lives. No, sur meira, we have a klal, go away from bad things, l'chayr v'zeu, l'tzav v'rishon v'ayichidi, b'chol asher onu eiskim matvenu. L'chayr v'the first instruction that we have is stop doing bad. Umervacha sadeya, and the pashtus is, and you'll all agree with me that it's all your pashtus, and that's how you all understand musar. That's how it's been drilled into your head. Kizohi kol magamas limud musar. You all take for granted that the purpose of learning musar, what's the purpose of learning musar? Is somera, to stop doing bad. You're bad. Legalois, to reveal. Uleganois esara, and to negate the bad. Ulam zeu chatzi emes. That's only half the truth. Hascholas kol avoida protes hu, the beginning of any serious private avoida, hu dafka chavayas remus adam, is dafka the experience of the uplifting of how great a person is. Mishaloi omad me oilam al roi remus adam mitzirosai, who never understood and never had a clear the uplifting and how great a person is from his creation. V'chol iskoyim atzmoi hu rak laharchiv yidiyos av al harasha boi liyasar atzmoi al ve'er. And his whole business with himself is just to broaden how bad he is and to give himself musr. What's going to happen with him? Yaiser v'yaiser yishka b'yush. He's going to sink deeper and deeper into yush. U'besoif yashlim b'mara. And in the end, he makes peace with the fact that he's bad. Me'efes tikvul atakne. I hold on a personal level that this is the reason why most people never learn musr more than 5-6 days or weeks, or never do anything serious with musr. Because since the way we learn musr is in a very negative way, we learn musr for surah meira. We learn musr to find out what we're bad. We say, you're bad, you're bad, you're bad, you're bad. That's how we learn musr. And it's very, very painful. And we learned last man that the thing that makes us take more than anything else is pain pleasure factor. Nobody wants pain. You go to the dentist, he asks the guy for give a little more shot, shouldn't hurt, right? If musr is so painful because we're learning all our negative things, we just keep slapping ourselves more and more. We don't have any kli really to balance that out. So who learns musr? I hold that's the reason why nobody really learns musr seriously in Adam. Am I wrong? They don't disagree with me? Feel free to disagree with me. Open forum. No? Yeah, I'm wrong. Have I Pearl? You're a Muslim expert. What? You hold them wrong. But you hold them right? So you don't have any opinion on the matter. And I'm missing you, personally. One second, we'll get to the back soon. Next week. Does anybody disagree with me? Pick up. You disagree with me? Say that. Nah, I don't want to hear what you have to say. It's boring. That's what the Rebbe says. The Rebbe says that if you learn musr that way, so it's very depressing. And there's a limit. It's either you get depressed and you end up by a psychiatrist. That's one option. Most people are smart and shrewd enough to get off the thing beforehand, and they go learn something nice on the Tarsha, which is musr, chavetz chaim, nice mashal. Feel good, you learn, and we go fight it. It's the truth, we're all like that. You don't have to laugh at yourself, don't take criticism. We're all like that. It's painful. And that's why, from that type of learning musr, nothing's going to come out, because you're not walking into the musr. I mean, the first thing a person has to do before you open the musr, you ask them first of all who you are. You are the Nezer HaBriah. And you are the most chashuv azach that ever existed and ever will exist, and there's nobody like you. Now you can start to learn musr. And he says before, in the Kavis HaLavavis, I read you a shocking quote from the Chavis HaLavavis. Divrei Chavis HaLavavis, the Psichel Shara Kniya. The words of the Chavis HaLavavis in his introduction to the Shara of humility, Yishamesh Yisoy L'chol HaVeretzeinu, will act as a foundation for all our Avodah. Quote, HaKniya Techolik L'Shleisha Chalakim. There are three types of humble people. Echot Mehem, Kaila L'Sa Odom, V'Rabim Yimeini, Balichayim She'enim Edavim. The first one is certain types of people and animals. That's the first group. Hudalus hanefesh. Their neshama is poor. Zei yiem in haksilim shev b'nei adam. These are the fools. Ba'amai oretz and the shaitim. B'nei miut yidi osam. Because of the lack of knowledge. B'chalishos hakarosam. And the weakness of their recognition. Es nafshesam. They don't recognize their neshamas. Ve'erkeim and their value. Zei nikra kniya. That's called humility. Midarach haskoma. Haskoma means that the velt agrees. That's called humility. In other words, the eyes of the world, that's called the guy's humble. The guy's not humble. He's depressed. He's a fool. He's a shaita. He's depressed. Humble, he's not. Aval al derech emes, but the truth is, the guy's not humble. Udalos hanefesh. He doesn't know what his value is. In other words, you see a guy sitting in a bar for 20 years. Every day he goes to work as a coal miner. He digs the coal, comes home, and he sits and drinks for 3-4 hours, goes home, beats his wife, goes to sleep, gets up in the morning, watches the Super Bowl, and ever cool. I'm putting it all in one book. You hear? That's how you look. Okay? So So they would go give him after Yoina, right? Right? And he would say, no, it's pasnish for me. It's coming from humility, because the Avodah Zarah, he's a drop above a rabbit. Right? That they don't drink beer. Of the Avodah is a cock. That's how he feels. It's not the fact that he's humble at the board, he's humble. He feels what he is. That's not kniya. Aval derech emes udalus hanefesh. It's a weakness of the shama. Ve'evroina, blindness. Besichlos hagoiveris oleha. In the blindness of the stupidity, which is misgaber on the neshama meira ois, from seeing mashi yesh boi takanos, from seeing the miles he has. Kimosha Kosa, the Pasuk says, Ki libom tzafanta misechel, or I don't know the exact words is, their hearts are hidden from seichel. Al kain, later right, they can't pick themselves up. Aval hakniyehi, what is humility? What's humility? That's what he says. Asher tiyah acher roim musa nefesh. A guy is way up in the sky, he's uplifted. The hisnaso, and he's above. He was misnase mishnatef from a behemoth from midosin and magunas. He knows that him and the physical world with their beard midas with their kin and tayav cover nothing to do with each other. V'gav gavusa mehidamois b'midos p'chus v'ni adam. And I'm so high above to compare myself to the midas of lower people. V'yisrin hachochma, I have wisdom. V'yikras nafshoi. V'yidias brus midas atayav and magunas. I have a clarity in the kreches that I have. V'kashi yisomot was there. If together with that, when a person has a recognition of who he was, Knias HaNefesh of Shavlusa, the guy lowers himself, Osti Amidas Shubachas. Moshe Rabbeinu was the honor of Mikoladam. He was depressed, walked down like a nebuch, I think. We don't have a picture of Moshe Rabbeinu. We don't know how he looked. But Chashtal Zechfor, there were times where he spoke, Kal Yisrael, Musar, and Teichacha. You know, doesn't sound like that. Doesn't sound like a nebuch to me. Didn't sound depressed. What's the honor? But Shabbeinu knew his kreiches. It's the honor we call it. He knew his kreiches. Reisha Magia Hashemayim. He knew exactly who he was. He knew exactly what the kreiches that he had. And with that, he understood that Klap HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's nothing. Devarim Eilin Emorim Klapi Hanova. These words of the Chavis Levavos, which were said Klapi Demidav Hanova, Masvim Lufanenu, sketches out for us as haderech the way bekol avoida musaros, in all avoida musaros. Adam she'enei makir yekras nafshoi, a person who doesn't recognize the preciousness of his neshama, asur lo ilichatet bilikuyeo, it's asur for him to look at his nesroinus, uliyasar atzmoy, and to give himself mutz at kunas arois. Admor ma'orineinu mor Rabbi Yerucham Halevi k'omar, Rabbi Yerucham said, oy lo ilo adam she'enu makir likuyei nafshoi, woe is a person that doesn't recognize his chesroinus, because he doesn't know what to fix. Aval oiva voi, but double woe is to a person who ain't a makir malaysa. Why? Ki heina filas kli avoi does ain't a makir. He doesn't have the tools to fix his chesroinus. If you don't know your miles, what are you going to fix your chesroinus with? You don't exist, b'chal. You're nebuch. Vaday tachlos li when a muslim who sur meira avada. Aval oiv lefnei shor negoshim ozer lein adumun musar chiyuvi. First of all, positive musar. Lo oiv belimun hamusar as hakorah chiyuvi is the positive recognition shor remus adam, the uplifting of a person. Hamichayevis oisak lichyus chay remus. Here he says for the first time the connection. Why is it so important for a person to know who himself? Because if a person would have the recognition of who he is be'etzem, that would force him intellectually to live an uplifting life. Here for the first time he gives the Remez the connection. How can a person who looks at himself as nothing, as a nebuch, convince himself that it's pasnish for him to do X, Y, and Z, and helpless by them, he should live all, he himself is nothing. But if a person who understands Remus Nafshoi, so then he can live a Remus like a life.